In a universe so vast, is there any hope of us traveling fast enough so that we could visit the far-off realms of space? Will we ever be able to plant a flag in the most distant quadrants of the cosmos?
We are not going to achieve interstellar flight in our lifetime. We may be as far from reaching other stars as Leonardo da Vinci was from realizing an airplane. He had the idea, but it took another 400 years before that began flight.
Even so, it hasn't stopped scientists from imagining the theoretical possibilities of interstellar travel. One such possibility is a cosmic freak show, a much-theorized portal through space called a wormhole.
So a wormhole is basically a thin tube of space that connects two very, very distant parts of space. So it's almost like a tunnel. It's a little part of space. You go in there, and you pop out somewhere else in the universe.
A tunnel through space, a shortcut through the billions of light years separating the farthest ends of the universe. It begs the question of how anything could bore a hole through space.
A wormhole is basically like a tunnel through space itself that can connect one region to another region, potentially very far away. So to illustrate that, we're taking space and imagining it as this two-dimensional sheet of paper. So we have a wormhole mouth that you can go in. And then the other end is a place you can go out. So you imagine a tunnel that goes into there and comes out of there. And you might say, well, it would take me longer to get from one place to another if I went through that tunnel than if I just took the direct route through ordinary space. But the point is that Einstein tells us that space and time are curved. They're flexible. So we can imagine picking up this piece of paper and curling these two regions so that they're close to each other. Then you go into that end of the wormhole, you come outside the other end, and there's a shortcut in between them in which the distance is not that much. So the wormhole provides a way that you can travel what appears to be a very long distance in a very short period of time.
And it's for that reason that wormholes have found a special place in science fiction.
If you want to write a science fiction novel, you might want to be able to get across the galaxy very quickly, and you don't want to be limited by the speed of light. So a wormhole can be a shortcut. It can be a way to get around all of the space that you have to travel through. If you believe that the speed of light really is a speed limit, you can't go faster than the speed of light, a wormhole provides you a way, maybe, to still go slower than the speed of light, but get to where you want to go much faster because the distance is much shorter. It's really just a shortcut through space itself.
A wormhole might also empty into another time. That's because wormholes are portals through the fabric of space and time. While they could theoretically link different locations in space, they could also theoretically link up different locations in time.
Because space and time are mixed up together, you could actually not only end up in a different part of space by going through the wormhole, but you could also end up in the past. You could end up in a different part of time. You could go into your own past and then come visit yourself before you entered the beginning of the wormhole.
So you could have a wormhole that goes from your living room to your dining room. They might be 5 years apart. So you enter one this year, and you come back 5 years ago. And if you take the paper with you, you've got some good chances of doing well in the stock exchange.
Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick, and we're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. Got a bit of a special program this time out. November 23rd is the 50th anniversary of my favorite science fiction television program, Doctor Who.
Who?
Yes, with a few gaps here and there, Doctor Who has been on the airwaves for 50 years. It's going strong. It debuted on November 23rd, 1963. I'm not going to attempt to explain what Doctor Who is about, other than it has a number of incarnations, and I don't mean the regenerations of the Doctor. I mean, there are Doctor Who audio stories, Doctor Who books, Doctor Who video games, and of course, the television series. There have even been, back in the 1960s, Doctor Who movies, films starring Peter Cushing. So today I'm going to do music about time, or music that has time in the title, or songs that have something to do with time. I'm going to start off with a song that I think is appropriate to describe Doctor Who in some ways. Mick Harvey, the tune called Out of Time Man.
Walking out for love, I'm walking out really down. I'm gonna be late again. Driver, wait for me, please. I'm running all in vain, trying to catch this train. Time don't fool me no more. I throw my watch to the floor. It's gone crazy. Time don't do it again. Now I'm stressed and strained. Anger and pain in the subway train.
Half past two,
long gone the rendezvous.
Now it's half past three.
Time made a fool out of me.
Now it's half past four.
Oh baby, can't you see?
No use in waiting no more.
It's a time in tragedy. Think it's nine when the clock says ten. This girl won't wait for the out of time man. Watch to the floor, it's gone crazy. Time don't do it again. Now I'm stressed and strained. Anger and pain in the subway train.
Now it's half past two.
Long gone the rendezvous.
Now it's half past three.
Time made a fool out of me.
Now it's half past four.
Oh baby, can't you see?
No use in waiting no more.
It's a time of tragedy. Think it's nine when the clock says ten. This girl won't wait for the out of time man.
Now it's half past two.
Long gone the rendezvous.
Now it's half past three.
Time made a fool out of me.
Now it's half past four.
Oh baby, can't you see?
No use in waiting no more.
It's a time of tragedy.
Now it's half past two.
Long gone the rendezvous.
Now it's half past three.
Time made a fool out of me.
Now it's half past four.
Oh baby, can't you see?
No use in waiting no more.
It's a time of tragedy. Long gone the rendezvous.
Now it's half past three.
Time made a fool out of me.
Now it's half past four.
Oh baby, can't you see?
No use in waiting no more.
It's a time of tragedy. Think it's nine when the clock says ten. This girl won't wait for the out of time man.
If today was not an endless highway, if tonight was not a crooked trail. If tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could hear his heart softly pounding, if only he was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water. Can't speak the sounds that show no pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps. Can't remember the sound of my own name. Only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could hear his heart a softly pounding, if only he was lying. There's beauty in the silver singing river. There's beauty in the sunrise in the skies. None of these and nothing else can match the beauty that I remember true love's eyes. Only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could hear his heart a softly pounding, if only he was lying. Sleep in my bed once again.
That was the Renaissance with a tune called Time. Before that, does anybody really know what time it is? I believe that was Grant Green. We started off with Betsy Legg with Tomorrow is a Long Time. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Time Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. And the odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
All right, want to let you know about a few things that are happening here on campus here at Colby Sawyer. Flu vaccines are still available. If you missed one of the flu clinics and you don't want to be sick this winter, it's not too late. Call the Baird Health Center for an appointment, and the flu vaccines are just $15. You can call 526-3621. That's 526-3621. Well, this coming Thursday, November 21st, is the Great American Smokeout. Save the date. In alignment with the National Smoking Cessation annual event, the Baird Health and Counseling Center will be sponsoring a day dedicated to helping smokers quit the habit. For more information, you can watch for flyers and emails. And World AIDS Day 2013 is coming up. In collaboration with an international health campaign and thanks to a generous donation from the New Hampshire Health and Human Services Department, Baird Health is pleased to be able to offer free HIV testing via mouth swab, and that's going to be by appointment on Tuesday 12/13 and Thursday 12/5. So that's Tuesday, December 3rd and Thursday, December 5th. Call for your appointment today at 526-3621. Well, today's Thrift Shop, we're celebrating 50 years of Doctor Who. Great science fiction produced by the BBC. I'm not going to go into it. It's convoluted. And if you don't know the series, I urge you to check it out. It's really well worth it. But in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, I'm playing songs related to time. Here's a band called Spur. The time is now.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. And this time, give it to me easy and let me try it with pleasure hands
to take you in the sun to
promised land
to show you everyone.
It's the time of the season for loving. What's your name? Who's your daddy? Like me, has he taken any time to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know.
It's the time of the season for taken any time to show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know.
It's the time of the season for
love.
Same as it ever was. Well, how could we do a show about time without Once in a Lifetime? The Talking Heads, great stuff, David Byrne. Before that, a band called The Time, T-H-Y-M-E, with a cover of The Zombies, Time of the Season, and Spur, Time is Now. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Time Shop today on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Speaking of time, Colby Sawyer College is presenting a Tommy DePoala exhibition called Then. Now through December 20th at the Marion Graves Mugger Art Gallery at the Sawyer Fine Arts Performing Center. Colby Sawyer is celebrating the artwork of New London resident and former faculty member Tommy DePoala. The Then collection spans his junior high school days through the mid-1970s, featuring the popular children's authors and illustrators' early drawings, paintings, and books, along with the images of his costume and set design. The exhibition runs through Friday, December 20th. And again, that's Tommy DePoala and an exhibit called Then. It's happening at the Marion Graves Mugger Art Gallery at the Sawyer Fine and Performing Arts Center.
And right now, thousands are singing as we move into the main sanctuary where our co-pastor, Jim Moon, leads us in this great old hymn of the faith. You'll recognize it immediately, and I hope that you'll join in and sing it with us.
There is the theory of the Mobius. Mobius. A twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop. 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 Where time becomes a loop.
And what a time it was, it was. A time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, they're all that's left you.
fly, but even flowers must die, and then a new day comes, and there's a new day's dawn, and there's a new day's sun, and love stays on, sweet love stays on.
Well, we've been adventuring across space and time in tribute to the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, November 23rd. I want to say thank you for listening. In that last set, we heard Electroscope, Out on the Edge of Time, the Greg Foat Group with Timepiece, and It's a Beautiful Day, Time Is. It's time for me to head out. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, the time is always now.